as Aussie Rules footy kicks off, we can expect to hear about a number of injuries throughout the season. One that causes a huge amount of concern to players and medics is head injuries. The Wire's Henry Wilson reports.
The concussion rate in AFL reached a 10-year high in 2015, according to the league's injury study. The average number of games missed by players due to concussion per AFL club jumped from 1.6 to 4.2 in 2015 in just a year. Matt Crocker is a player for Sturt Football Club in South Australia. He says some concussions are unavoidable in the sport, but recent rule changes have lowered the chance of the injury.
Most concussions really come from unintentional sort of collisions, and generally it's from, you know, knocking of the heads or whatever. That's one of the most common ones. I guess in a contact sport with football, that's always going to happen. I think probably one of the big ones that umpiring and the rules have stamped out is the idea of a sling tackle, where a player is tackled and they're slung by their guernsey and their head is what breaks their fall against the ground. That's now an illegal tackle, and you do actually see that as a reportable offence. So I guess that has, in a way, sort of stamped out those concussions.
Matt Crocker, AFL player. KG Cunningham is a sports commentator who umpired the sport for a number of years. He says there needs to be a third-party oversight on decisions about whether players are on the field.
It's become an enormous issue for the AFL and a lot of other sports. There's been a lot of conjecture as to whether in the past too many players have gone back on the ground after copping a head knock and still suffering the effects of concussion. I would like to see independent doctors, not the club doctors, oversee the player before he goes back onto the arena.
Should a player who gets concussion in a game continue to play the game or retire?
Look, if a player gets concussed during a game, there's no way he should go back. No way in the wide, wide world. But if a player has suffered concussion three or four times, I think there comes a point where the doctor should say, that's it. Hang the boots up. As drastic as it may seem, I think the welfare of the player must come first.
What are your thoughts on the helmet rule in regards to...
I once believed that if a player suffered from concussion, that wear a helmet for the protection and so forth. But if you speak to the medicos, they will tell you quite strongly that wearing a helmet really doesn't stop the heavy knocks. It's not the answer to the problem.
Matt Crocker says helmets are not a safety precaution embraced by players.
Some respects they'll be helpful for, you know, absorbing the shock of a direct knock on the head, but they don't necessarily prevent concussions from, say, your head hitting the ground heavily or anything like that. I've never worn a helmet playing, but speaking to some of my teammates that have worn them, is particularly in games when you get really quite hot, like your head can get really, really hot and you feel like you're overheating all of the time. So I think there's probably a comfort factor with that, but I think the debate around helmets probably needs a bit more evidence that they actually do prevent them.
But KG says in the younger levels of the game, it should be standard.
The more I think about it, I'd like to see kids wear helmets, to be quite frank, just for the safety reason, at a young age. I'd be all for that.
Can you go too far to make the game safe?
Concussion has become a real issue. And I think the safer we can make the game for the player, parents will encourage their kids to play football. If we have a situation where there's far too many injuries, then you'll see parents, as I would, encourage their kids to go to a sport that hasn't got the same contact.
Matt Crocker says he has heard stories of long-term impacts of concussions.
Luckily, I haven't, you know, seen any really nasty things from a first-hand point of view, but you certainly do hear of the horror stories of people in their older age developing early onset Alzheimer's, dementia, that kind of stuff. That's pretty scary. I must say I haven't really seen anything firsthand. You do, however, I have played with players that seem to be more susceptible to concussion after they've had a few of them. So there's maybe some correlation, some risk with that.
And KG Cunningham says the AFL need to make some hard decisions about rules and regulations for player health.
There have been incidents where players just in recent times have in fact retired, as hard as that call may be. And that's why the AFL has been very, very strong on saying any head high contact, penalise it. So it discourages the players, if you like. They're aware that they can't hit the player around the head. The head is a no-no now in the game of footy.
Footy commentator and former umpire KG Cunningham, ending that report by The Wire's Henry Wilson.